Sports betting brethren, bring it up. It's 10/26. It's Friday. October 26, 2018, Friday. We have a couple of top picks for you. Tonight's college football and some other. Those are our loves. As you guys know, we have our loves and our likes. We got a couple of loves. We got a couple of likes. We're going to just kind of give it all to you and give you the explanations. And the idea, the concept behind Sports Bet University is we sell courses or have courses available to help you get educated and understand the heuristics of kind of what goes on in order to assess a card for the day and identify different opportunities. And we basically have learned from a lot of the old farts that have been doing it for years and years, apply that same knowledge and kind of share that back to you. So we do have a quick, easy, hour-long video course you can purchase. It's like $14 for the NFL. College football is, I believe, $12.95 for the course. We email it to you. It's about an hour long, and it changes the way you look at things, and it changes the way you assess and cap and use different analytics tools, such as sportsinsights.com. That's one of our affiliate companies that we have. Sportsinsights.com will tell you the dollars that are on said games, as well as the tickets or the number of bets, and it helps you identify opportunities because basically you can see where the money is and who's on it and who's not on it and why they're on it, and it really gives you a lot of key information to avoid some pitfalls and again, help identify some opportunities. So that's one big thing that we use very, very substantially. So stop by the website at sportsbetuniversity.com. Get yourself signed up for an account there. It's $49 a month. It's a no-brainer. If you're a serious sports bettor, you kind of have to have it. If you're not a serious sports bettor, that's okay. It's just you're not using all your resources to help you pay for itself in the matter of one bet. So anyway, there's all the promos. Again, thank you for the listenership. Our numbers are growing. We had a person let us know that they certainly enjoyed the listenership. We were gone for a few days, and Caleb was trying to throw another shout out to Caleb. He says, "Hey, where are you at?" And so we're sorry we missed you there for a week or so, but we're glad to be back and gonna hit it hard. So we do have a big Saturday Sunday coming up. So make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. We have the games ready to go, lined up for college and Saturday and also Sunday. So anyway, on to today's top picks tonight in college football. Get on Louisiana Tech +3.5. They're on the road with Florida Atlantic. It's at 3.5 now. We believe the La Tech team is playing really, really well. Florida Atlantic's been a little bit overrated with Kiffin all year, and kind of under. They're falling under expectations. If you guys remember, we talk about playing from the tips, and the teams that are underperforming are teams you want to avoid. That seems to be Florida Atlantic this year, as well as on the other side of things, Louisiana Tech is actually playing a little bit above their expectations. So again, there's reasonings there behind that. We feel like if it was on a neutral surface, we definitely would be on La Tech as a no brainer. So getting the points is very helpful. La Tech +3.5. All right, the next one you want to get on is the under 50.5 with BC and Miami. The Boston College team loves to run. Miami loves to play defense. So we expect kind of a lower scoring, kind of a grind out type of a game. Don't anticipate a shootout. So 50 is a pretty high number. We're going to anticipate that number to come in lower than 50.5. Get on that. If you want to sprinkle in a little basketball, a little NBA, we probably would have you take a look at the Hornets tonight. Hornets, sprinkle a very light. We probably lean a little heavier towards the Nets. New Jersey Nets are getting 9.5 at New Orleans. They just came off a big win against a low-life Cleveland. But sprinkle that lightly. Just go maybe the Nets +9.5 in New Orleans. We see about 72% of the tickets are on New Orleans. Typically, when you have 75% of the tickets on a particular side, you want to be on the oppo. So that's the reasoning there. Plus, we feel like the Nets are going to be playing a little bit over their expectations. So those are the reasons. Hopefully that gets you a little educated, gets you a little elevated. So go put some money in your pocket. Thank you for the listenership, and we'll be back tomorrow with more.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.